Ted, some press release from WirePoints, and I had the opportunity, before I get to one of them, and I was telling you this morning that one of them was titled Another Budget Surprise, but before I get to that, there was another press release that I had been sharing with our listeners, I believe it was last week, and let's see what it was called, Untruth, Illinois Budget is Billions Out of Balance, but there was something that caught my attention. There was a bar graph from Moody's Investment Services and COGFA on the household debt, retirement debt, each Illinois household holds. That is some really large numbers. Households outside of Chicago, 73,768. Chicago household, their share of the pension, and their city, I'm assuming, too, 143,230 per household. Staggering figures.
Those are staggering figures, and when you think about how much retirement debt we've piled up, you know, everybody's got a new mortgage on top of whatever bills they owe today. Those people outside of Chicago, about 75,000. Those people in Chicago, 150,000. Those are impossible numbers to pay back. It's just way too much to ask the people of Illinois to pay that kind of money back. And that's why we're so obsessed with getting these budgets right and getting real reforms right. Otherwise, you know, the way you can get rid of a debt like that is just to move out of Illinois. Just move away and you won't have to pay that.
Right. You know, it's interesting, and I don't know if you saw this because it was a sidebar of a sidebar of a sidebar about the G20 summit in Japan. And some of the managers there in Japan, part of the G20, were saying, look, one of the biggest problems is healthcare costs in the world right now. We have to worry about this. And they started thinking, we'll worry about that with hospitals. And they said, no. This is something that money managers across this world have to start paying attention to, because Illinois is not the only one in this pension debt, that if we aren't able to pay these pensions and then are saddled with the health costs of people in old age. Matter of fact, one of them said, basically, you need to be wealthy enough to sustain yourself before 65 years of age. It's interesting because there's a story that's worldwide that this is only a part of here in Illinois. It's happening everywhere, not enough money to cover the pensions.
No, you're absolutely right, Tom. It's happening everywhere. The sad part is that I think we're kind of one of the worst, at least in Illinois, in the country. And it's going to put huge, and it's already putting a huge stress on people. We know that. But it's going to put even more stress as we start telling the truth about the numbers. That's why the numbers are so big. They've been hidden for so long from the ordinary person that we're just finding it out, and it's showing up in our tax bills, you know, property tax bills, our home taxes, our health care costs. This is why people are struggling.
Another budget surprise, a new press release from WirePoint's Ted Dabrowski this morning. In particular, one that stood out to me, a stipend?
Yeah, so you know, the big surprise of the budget is that these guys are saying it's balanced, but it's nowhere near balanced. Another big surprise in there we found is that there's a, you know, the cost of a new contract for AFSCME, and in there is a stipend. It's a stipend for 4 years of hardship under Rauner, is what they're calling it. And because Rauner stood strong against AFSCME in the negotiations, they didn't get to see the normal raises and benefit increases they normally do. Pritzker's turn around and give them a stipend, and we're not sure if it's pensionable or not, but it's a stipend of $2,500 to get them through the past hardships they've had.
But only if the contract is ratified.
That's true. It still needs to be ratified, but you know, after 4 years of fighting with Rauner and some pretty good benefit increases, there's salary increases, there's step increases, there are additional benefits, there are some additional costs too. But if you look at the overall contract, I would expect that the AFSCME members would ratify it.
1.5 January 1, another pay raise, 2.1 July of 20. Oh, those are the dates for the minimum wage increases.
Yeah, so what you'll see is that, you know, this is something that ordinary people in Illinois don't get, but the government workers do, and this is a contract with guaranteed raises. And this is what makes it so hard to afford when we got a state that's you know, almost junk rated. It can't pay its bills. We've already talked about all the pension debts and retirement health debts, and here we are making it more expensive on ordinary Illinoisans. You know, as much as we'd love to give our government workers more and more pay, the thing is that these guaranteed contracts are expensive, and for ordinary Illinoisans, it's guaranteed they have to pay those raises no matter what.
And it's interesting here when you look at these step raises: January 1st of 2021, 3.95%. July 1st, 2022, 3.95, when really we're living in a world where you get a 2% raise, you're doing pretty good.
Yeah, and there's other cost of living increases in there as well. So the average person is struggling to make ends meet, surviving on the market, maybe having to move out of the state to find a new job. But these contracts lock it in, and this is what, you know, these are the kind of things that I think have to change if Illinois is going to get into a better situation. It's got to stop growing its costs and hiding things in the budget, and you know, being more transparent, more sunshine on what it's doing.
You have in here that the Illinois state employees, according to your press release, are the second highest in the country.
Yeah, if you add up all the earnings paid out to employees and divide by the number of employees across all states, Illinois state workers are the second highest paid in the nation. So they're already pretty well paid on top of all the other benefits they have, and that's again what makes this contract so difficult, especially that it's buried in the budget.
You know, when you look at this and look at some of the bar graphs you have, Illinois average or Illinois worker earnings up from 2005 to 2015, 11%. During that same time period, state AFSCME worker salary, 43%. Somebody's going to ask me where you get these figures, Ted.
Yeah, these are straight from, we did a FOIA of base salaries directly from the government. They turn around, and we're going to publish more of these numbers because we've had a lot of questions, and you know, a lot of AFSCME members, you know, not all AFSCME members are the same. Some are working in Department of Corrections, maybe in some of the least desirable jobs. They're not getting the same benefits as some of the upper-end AFSCME workers, so we're going to publish all that, make it very transparent. But all this comes straight from the government, from their own numbers, and this is what we reported.
All right, so when you look at this, I'm looking at your bar graph now, you know, the Illinois is behind New Jersey, which, right, another one of the highest tax state in the country.
Right. And one of the problematic states, right?
And then Alaska, which, you know, you got oil money there, Massachusetts, California. And, you know, because I'm drawn to this bar graph, $73,768 households outside Chicago, that's your share of the pension. And if you are an average household in Williamson County, you make $45,902. The average household, that according to Data USA on Williamson County. And you start looking at this, and I think these things start giving you a level of perspective that we're out of control when it comes to money.
No, it's true. It's we did a piece today, a separate piece about people leaving Illinois, some of them going to places like Atlanta and Houston. And there's just a lot of other places that cost of living is lower, the taxes are lower, there's more job creation. What we're doing in Illinois is just making it more and more expensive for people to live here. And with too much debt and high cost and too much government, right, we have the most units of government in the nation, we're just pricing ourselves out of the market. And it's no wonder that Illinois is shrinking and why many of our cities are shrinking. And we've got to reverse that. And it starts with, you know, looking at all these costs and bringing them in line with what people can afford.
Ted Dabrowski from WirePoints. Ted, appreciate your time this morning. What are you looking for on the horizon right now? I've been watching the governor sign certain bills I was talking about earlier this morning because there's stuff that doesn't get necessarily publicity. And one of them is the governor has signed a new law that allows mayors and presidents of city, villages, or town halls to perform marriages without compensation. I didn't even know that was a piece of legislation. What else are you looking at seeing out there right now? Because I know you're watching the figures as well. What do you see on the horizon?
Well, I think what we've got to see is whether some of these benefit growths slow down. They just passed a law that makes it easier to spike pensions or spike salaries for end-of-career teachers, which means the pensions will go up. They tried to control that cost a year ago, passed a law to slow those spiking down, and they turned around and unwound it. And those are the kind of things that are just going to keep adding up. The big thing we're going to do is keep an eye on what the rating agencies say about Illinois. We have to be careful that they don't put us in the junk, and that's going to create a lot of chaos if we become junk rated. We'll become the financial deadbeats of the country. And that means a lot of chaos for Illinoisans.
Moody's is spending a lot of time talking about Illinois lately.
Yeah, they are. They're trying to send signals. I think they're confused because they know that tax hikes mean more revenue. So that means the bondholders that they do their ratings for are happier because there's going to be more money for them. But just because the bondholders are happy doesn't make the ordinary Illinoisan happy. Actually, the ordinary Illinoisan is struggling even more. So they're in a bit of a conflict because Moody's likes to keep their bondholders happy, but when taxes go up and keep the bondholders happy, that makes the ordinary taxpayer struggle that much more.
So whenever I think about this and I try to bottom line to my monitor, I watch the comptroller's website because, you know, this is a money figure. We don't get to print money. We can't draw it out of thin air. Where the rubber meets the road.
We got to watch a lot of numbers too, because if they try to pay down more of the unpaid bills, that might mean they're paying less of the pensions or less of something else. So they have their tricks, and the government's been really good at it. Look, what I like to say is these guys are singing kumbaya that they passed balanced budgets. You know, we haven't had a balanced budget in forever, and that's how we ended up with all those debts year after year after year. What I call fake balanced budgets. That's how we ended up with over $200 billion in pension debt and $73 billion in retiree health care debt and all these unpaid bills. It's sad to say, but they're just a continuous process of lies, and Illinoisans are stuck having to pay the bill.